WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. The start of Black History Month has triggered several ambitious TV productions, including two documentary miniseries looking at specific aspects of mass entertainment. The cable network TV Land begins its three-part African Americans in Television special tonight, and Comedy Central begins its five-part Heroes of Black Comedy series on Monday. Later in the show, we'll feature interviews with some of those heroes. First, TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
Both of these specials came about because specific cable networks, with very specific identities, began to plan ahead for Black History Month and wonder what they could do. Comedy Central decided to profile some of the most influential black comics, and TV Land decided to take on the very complex subject of African Americans on television. As a result, we have two very entertaining specials this month that add to the history while recalling it. Because both Comedy Central and TV Land are basic ad-supported cable networks, they don't enjoy the freedom of language of an HBO or Showtime. So in both these documentaries, when it comes to segments on modern stand-up comedy, there's a certain amount of censorship, a few bleeped words here and there. Sometimes more than a few. It happens in Monday's opening Heroes of Black Comedy show, devoted to Chris Rock. And it happens not only when Rock is doing his breakout stand-up act on HBO, the one in which he did a now-famous routine comparing, in his words, blacks and niggers, but when people like Bill Maher of Politically Incorrect try to quote Chris Rock.
It's easy for a black comic to challenge the white audience. Even the white people are going to applaud it. Yes, we're bad, we know. We brought you over here as slaves, and we've kept you down. Of course that's true. White people feel guilty. It's no trick to challenge a white audience. The reason why he's a great comedian and a great artist is because he challenges the black audience. Because as he, I think I'm quoting him correctly when he says, art is raggedy too.
And I see some black people looking at me, man, why you gotta say that? Why you gotta say that? It ain't us, it's the media. It ain't us, it's the media. The media has distorted our image to make us look bad. Why must you come down on us like that, brother? It ain't us, it's the media. Please cut them. Okay.
But even with a few censored words, Heroes of Black Comedy gets its points across easily. And over on TV Land, an even more ambitious documentary series does an even better job. African Americans in Television is divided into 3 one-hour segments, each devoted to a prominent TV genre. The installment titled Variety launches the Inside TV Land series tonight. Drama follows 2 weeks later, and comedy concludes the series at the end of February. Tonight's opener, on Variety, begins by putting both early TV and the struggling civil rights movement in proper developmental context. It's sufficiently informed and patient to note some generally forgotten pioneers, like The Billy Daniels Show, a 1952 variety series headlined by that black entertainer that lasted only 13 weeks on ABC. This TV Land Hour also covers the controversial NBC Petula Clark special in 1968. When there was objection to the way the singer held guest Harry Belafonte's arm during a song. We not only see the clip in question, but hear from Clark and Belafonte today, as well as the opinion of showbiz veteran Quincy Jones.
I wanted a guest, obviously, and they said to me, well, who would you like? And I said, well, Harry Belafonte.
Blessed are the meek, they say, they shall win where others lose.
For her very first show, to have wanted to share it with me as her co-star was for me at that time in the American history a very remarkable move on her part.
Clark and Belafonte performed an anti-war song called Paths of Glory.
Red or yellow, white or brown, all alike, one thought in mind.
And of course, because it's a very, very emotional song, I just took hold of his arm. Is a natural thing.
Petula Clark put her hand on Belafonte's arm or whatever, and it was a big deal. Please.
An executive at the show's sponsor, Plymouth, saw the taping and objected to Clark's physical contact with Belafonte.
I didn't get it. I just didn't understand what was going on.
Fearing negative reactions in the South, Plymouth threatened to pull their sponsorship unless the offending scene was cut. but Clark and her producers refused to reshoot the show.
She wasn't even doing me a favor or doing the race a favor. She was just looking at the way it should be.
When the story was picked up in the press, Plymouth issued a public apology.
The little man who was representing Plymouth Motor Cars at the time, he lost his job.
The special aired uncut.
Criticisms of both these series are minor. With the Comedy Central specials, I would have liked to have seen more clips. When they talk about Chris Rock's 3-year stint on Saturday Night Live, for example, we don't see a single sample. And on TV Land Show, the installment on comedy doesn't give enough credit to the feisty independence of Eddie Rochester Anderson's valet on the Jack Benny program, or the dignified diversity among the background characters on Amos and Andy. Otherwise, TV Land gets so much so right that it's a delight and almost unfair to nitpick. Frank's Place gets its due, finally, and In Living Color, and even such latecomers as My Wife and Kids. Both TV Land and Comedy Central are more used to goofing around and acting ironic than taking themselves and their subjects seriously. These documentaries are very welcome exceptions, and I hope they make their respective networks think about doing similarly impressive specials on other thoughtful topics. A Comedy Central documentary on the history of stand-up? A TV Land special on sex on TV? Or on the family sitcom over the years? Why not? Even a network named Comedy Central doesn't have to make you laugh all the time.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.